Hey, Ken.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
Ken, what makes your barbecue so delicious?
Well, I don't want to have to kill you. But no. No, well, you know, we keep those secrets pretty close to the vest. But we just put whore love into our barbecue sauce, our brisket, our rubs.
Ken, those green beans that you have are so yummy. Whose recipe is that?
We call them Grandma Wilma's green beans, but really those are my mom's recipe, and she pours mom's love into those green beans.
To discover the fine art of tacos, you have to taste the fine art of tacos. At Boca Tacos and Tequila, Chef Maria Maison paints with a palette of flavors. Every color represents a different flavor, a different heat. This is real Mexican food. This is the food that Chef Maria Maison grew up eating and the food she dreams of sharing with you. Boca Tacos and Tequila serves gourmet Mexican tacos and fresh original salsas located at 533 North 4th Avenue in Tucson's historic shopping district.
This is Bruce Thurston of FineWoodSpoons.com. Everything you cook with one of my spoons will taste better. Jennifer English is making Tucson taste better. Don't miss Around the Table on KVOI, The Voice.
Penka Restaurant is very proud to announce the arrival of Executive Chef David Solarzano, whose bright, vibrant cuisine is true to both his roots in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, and his world-class culinary training at Le Cordon Bleu. His exciting new original menus feature succulent Arctic char, grilled octopus, and a beautiful salad verde. Happy hour daily from 3 to 5 p.m. Join us for power lunch at Penka every day. Penka is located at number 50 Broadway in downtown Tucson. A Spanish proverb, con pan y vino, se anda el camino, means with good food and wine, life is never too hard. Discover the world's most delicious and exciting wines for yourself by the glass at Revel, a European-styled bar conveniently located downtown on 9th Street. Cultivate conviviality every Wednesday at our complimentary wine tasting events from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Revel, a space for those who wish to celebrate life and toast with friends, old and new. Cheers.
Ho'oponopono. Love, peace, all gifts from God. Aloha, nui nui, humehana.
This is Michelle with Brightway Wellness, bringing you Ho'oponopono from Hawaii. Love, peace, forgiveness, and thanks.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Aloha.
One of the most irresistible places in town is Gus Ballon's, where you will be delighted and happy to be called a regular. Nothing's better than walking in and having them call your name and say, welcome back. What'll you have? Or better yet, they already know. But their pies and fried chicken are absolutely positively irresistible. And Jane and Michael Stern of the famous Road Food books declare that theirs is one of the best breakfasts in America in their cinnamon bun. Well, try and find better. They're located at 6027 East 22nd in Tucson, Arizona. Have breakfast in the barrio. Come on down and join me. This is Around the Table, live from the city of gastronomy, broadcasting live from the extraordinary Fonda La Hermanita, as part of the beautiful campus of the new Coronet on Cushing Street in the heart of the downtown. We are live, sipping fantastic coffee, inviting you to join us for some of the loveliest empanadas that I've ever eaten, thanks to Chef Erica. And we're here in this jam-packed and fun-filled weekend. I have to tell you, I love this time of year when the weather gets cool and the mornings are cool.
It's literally autumn in the morning and summer in the afternoon. It's fantastic. I hope you're enjoying this great sleeping weather and it's making you hungry. This is a jam-packed and fun-filled weekend for everybody. We've got a lot to cover, so we're going to get right into it. But we do, each and every week, invite the most interesting and influential tastemakers and newsmakers and style makers and movers and shakers and foodies and friends to join us around our table for a delicious conversation that explores and celebrates this extraordinary place we call home. Tucson, Arizona doesn't taste like any other place on the planet, thanks to our friends. We are here. Chef Erica is going to come out and join us a little later. But the courtyard is filling up. It's crackling with energy. It's crackling with conviviality. And yet it's calm and it's peaceful and it's serene. And you feel like you're in the piazza of a wonderful community, which you are. This is the new piazza of downtown. You cannot come to downtown Tucson. You cannot come to Tucson without coming to the Coronet and the courtyard at Fonda La Hermanita. Today, we're going to also take you to Reed Park, where the Tucson Firefighters Association is having their chili cook-off today. And we're thrilled that the Tucson Firefighters Association is going to be joining us. We're going to take you to the Tohono O'Chule Park today, where the chili and chocolate event is taking place. Our good friend Gloria Badia is going to be joining us from Chiltepica. Her Chiltepica products are a sensation. They can be found celebrating their fifth anniversary at the Costco stores throughout this area. There are three Costcos in the greater Tucson area, and we can tell you that the Chiltepica salsas have been there all 5 years. We celebrate that, and we're going to talk to Gloria because she's going to be live at the event all morning long and into the afternoon, and invites you to join her as well. This past week, the Tucson Weekly announced the winners of the 2019 Best of Tucson Awards. And in all the remarkable categories over the next several weeks, we will be celebrating and taking account of those winners. But when you talk about Tucson, one of the foods I think we all almost automatically think about are tacos. Yes, we're world famous for our Sonoran hot dogs, but go back a little ways. Yes, we're world famous for inventing the chimichanga, but go back a little bit further still, and carne seca might have been the thing made in the cages above the remarkable El Charro, where the flavors are brighter and more exciting today than ever before in its nearly 100-year history. Let's go back and look at all of these things and how, while we have those things today, if you think about Tucson, we still celebrate the taco. And being named the best taco 2019 by the Tucson Weekly in the Best of Tucson Awards is no small thing. In fact, it's kind of a big thing. It's kind of a remarkable big thing. And one of the reasons it's such a big thing is because we not only have one or two or 10 or 20, but we've got dozens of places that do great tacos, but there are standard bearers, and there are boundary pushers, and there are innovators inspiring us to imagine and dream what the taco can be. Someone who is living in the art of tacos is Chef Maria Maison. She not only lives and practices the fine art of tacos, she paints like every fine artist does and creates with a palette. Only her palette is a palette of flavors. She said on this show and places many times that anybody can make a taco. I maintain that not anybody can make an irresistible taco. But what transforms a taco from the just ordinarily remarkable to sublime are the salsas that go with it. And that's where Chef Maria Maison and her team at Boca Taco and Tequila shines. She joins me now from her restaurant, which has been recently named the best tacos in town. I can only imagine getting a table is going to be even harder, but we celebrate the fact that the world has truly beaten a path through her door, recognizing that the fine art of tacos is at Boca Tacos and Tequila. Chef Maria Maison, welcome back and congratulations.
Thank you. You're too kind to me. Way too kind to me.
Are you laughing?
Thank you. It's an honor. It's always been an honor, and I couldn't have done it without my team. Without the team of Boca Tacos, I'm just a chef that likes to cook. So this award goes for them. I mean, we are a team that enjoys what we do, and thank you to Tucson for you know, acknowledging the fact that we do rock.
You do rock. Can you talk a little bit about food and how there are different eras in art, in fashion, in other things? You have these periods of time that become defined by a certain style. We have the arts and crafts style era, right? We had the Art Deco era. In food, we had the Nouvelle Cuisine era. Where do you think we are with food right now? And how is it that you seem to have not only perfected the classical interpretation, the essential interpretation of taco, but elevated it to, in a sense, redefine the fine art of tacos? Can you talk about putting this in some kind of context and place?
Oh, that's a hard one. Right now, Tucson is going through a change, a good change, you know, to be the city of gastronomy, and just innovating a little bit more and more and more, new generation of chefs coming in and not being afraid of trying new things, you know, combining the old school to the new school, the taco, the smoking and this and that. So right now the collage and the food scene in Tucson is gorgeous. I find it myself to find a little bit of everything and, when I get the chance to go out, and I love it. A lot of restaurants are trying, you know, like mine is just tacos, right? And I'm trying to do the best, the justice of the taco. But sometimes, as a chef, you don't want to, you know, fall asleep. So you're trying to innovate more and more and more and more. And that's what I'm trying to do with, you know, beer dinners, with weekend specials, to go out of my comfort zone to keep representing Tucson the right way. Tucson is
this past
amazing.
Literally just 2 days ago, you teamed up with the extraordinary team at Borderlands Brewing to create a beer pairing event with your food. You did a beautiful long table. It was a really remarkable event. Will you talk about how an event like that helps to define this era that we're living in? And in a sense, I want to congratulate you, because it kind of kicks off the season to come, the 2019-2020 season of not only hospitality but cuisine. What was the event like, and what does it portend? What does it presage our food year is going to be like?
Well, the event, it was gorgeous. The evening could not, you know, I couldn't ask for more. A little bit stress for me because you have to, you know, transfer your whole kitchen to a brewery. And with Esteban from Borderlands and his team and my sous chef Adrian, we just tried to create that atmosphere of a patio with beer. Like the brewer, it's actually I think it's the only one, all female brewers.
Right.
Which, me being a female chef, it makes sense. So it was just not being afraid to sit next to a stranger and break bread and just share the love for food. Mm-hmm. And as a chef, to me, to show people that beer is not just, quote-unquote, for tacos or for barbecue or, you know, for that knowledge that we have for beer. To me, I wasn't afraid to, you know, try the typical Mexico, you know, chilaquiles, but with a twist, with the tamarind chipotle sauce with shrimp. So I was just trying to bring, that was one of my favorites. And the ones that I was very, very scared to try, I did a ceviche or aguachile per se of corn. So I brought corn from Mexico, the kernels per se, the corn that you use for the nixtamal, for tortillas, no? And then I boil it for about, I will say, 6 hours. To get it to where I want it to be. and just mix it with a cilantro, lime, honey sauce, and with a sauce plantain. So that gives you
You had me at lime honey sauce.
Well, it was just trying to play with...
But I love the idea of you... I don't mean to interrupt, but I love the idea of you, like, you know, bringing corn, you know, like,
well, the thing
in your carry-on.
And I'm from Mexico, and as a chef, you're trying to, you know, show people flavors, but also texture,
right,
and also color. And we have a hard job, I would like to say, because you're putting yourself out there in one bite. And so far, Tucson...
Can you say that again? That's one of the great sound bites of all time. That's a great food quote.
As a chef, you put yourself out there in one bite. That first bite of a taco, of a salsa, or a ceviche, or whatever you're cooking, you're putting yourself out there. And it's nerve-wracking because, I mean, all of us think we're, you know, foodies or whatever, but you have different palates to please. So it's very, very scary. So you have to be confident of who you are as a chef, and then just go with it. Now that you were mentioning the chili cook-off, I am married to a firefighter, and my poor wife is my safety blanket. I'm like, is it good? And I'm just looking, you know, over the dinner because she was there. I was just looking at her eyes to see if she was, you know, making those expressions that I always look for people, you know. So it's very, very humbling to put yourself out there as a chef.
What's going on at Boca Tacos and Tequila this weekend that we want to turn people on to come down and taste?
Well, we're just celebrating the taco. We're celebrating that Tucson chose us as best tacos of Tucson and doing what we love and doing it the right way.
I love that. Chef Maria Maison and the Boca Tacos and Tequila crew, best tacos in Tucson 2019 from... The Tucson Weekly. Congratulations. It's extremely well deserved. And
thank you.
I know that when we talk about flavor, you and I are both huge fans of chiltepín.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be talking about chiltepín a little later on.
Yes.
Yes. What does chiltepín mean to you?
Tell her congrats, by the way. Chiltepín to me means Mexico, bottom line. Like Sonora. I'm from Navajo, Sonora, being the last city of the state, and we get chiltepín in every corner. For me, chiltepín needs a hot soup to make it, if it's better, to make it excellent. It's a heat that it's very hard to describe. It's a sweet heat. It lingers. It stays there, and it reminds you that something very little can do some harm.
And it does all of this without covering up or distracting from the dish that it's on. I think that's the great talent of the chiltepín, is it's the ultimate supporting player in a cast of flavor.
Yeah, I mean, you are correct. It gives you that heat, but you're still tasting the pozole or the salsa that the chiltepín is in. So it's the king. It's the king of chiles.
It's the king of chilies. And we have up next the woman who is the Rolls Royce of chiltepín on the show. Our friend Gloria Bedia from Chiltepec is going to be with us. But Maria Maison, thank you so much. And congratulations again on being named the best taco in Tucson, which one could argue is the best taco city in America, which one could argue means you are making the best tacos in America.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Have a good day.
Congratulations, and I can't wait to come out. We're going to be there live next month because it's already the end of October. We're going to come and see you soon. We're going to be broadcasting live out there. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Everybody, Boca Tacos and Tequila is located where, Maria?
It's located in the heart of 4th Avenue, 533 North 4th Avenue.
Fantastic. We're going to take a very quick break, and when we come back, the one and only Gloria Bedia and our friends at Chiltepica celebrating 5 years of the best salsa money can buy at the Costcos in the three locations in Greater Tucson. We are thrilled for our friend because it is delicious. And her spices, well, That could be a very interesting addition to your Christmas stocking this year or your Thanksgiving table. We're going to talk to her moments from now. She is live at the Tohono O'Toole Park for the Chocolate and Chili event. Our good friend Gloria is coming up next. We'll be back with more right after this. Don't touch that dial. This is Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy, broadcasting live from the courtyard of the Fonda La Hermanita. Having breakfast in the Barrio in downtown Tucson, the City of Gastronomy, come down and join us. Chef Erica would be very happy to welcome you with a cup of fantastic coffee like I'm sipping right now. Come down and say hi. We'll be here for the next hour. Cheers. We'll be right back. A Spanish proverb, con pan y vino se anda el camino, means with good food and wine, life is never too hard. Discover the world's most delicious and exciting wines for yourself by the glass at Revel, a European-styled bar conveniently located downtown on 9th Street. Cultivate conviviality every Wednesday at our complimentary wine tasting events from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Revel, a space for those who wish to celebrate life and toast with friends old and new. Cheers.
This is Bruce Thurston of FineWoodSpoons.com. Everything you cook with one of my spoons will taste better. Jennifer English is making Tucson taste better. Don't miss Around the Table on KVOI, The Voice.
To discover the fine art of tacos, you have to taste the fine art of tacos. At Boca Tacos and Tequila, Chef Maria Maison paints with a palette of flavors. Every color represents a different flavor, a different heat. This is real Mexican food. This is the food that Chef Maria Maison grew up eating and the food she dreams of sharing with you. Boca Tacos and Tequila serves gourmet Mexican tacos and fresh original salsas located at 533 North 4th Avenue in Tucson's historic shopping district. Penka Restaurant is very proud to announce the arrival of Executive Chef David Solarzano, whose bright, vibrant cuisine is true to both his roots in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, and his world-class culinary training at Le Cordon Bleu. His exciting new original menus feature succulent Arctic char, grilled octopus, and a beautiful salad verde. Happy hour daily from 3 to 5 p.m. Join us for power lunch at Penka every day. Penka is located at number 50 Broadway in downtown Tucson. One of the most irresistible places in town is Gus Ballon's, where you will be delighted and happy to be called a regular. Nothing's better than walking in and having them call your name and say, welcome back. What'll you have? Or better yet, they already know. But their pies and fried chicken are absolutely positively irresistible. And Jane and Michael Stern of the famous Road Food books declare that theirs is one of the best breakfasts in America, and their cinnamon bun, well, try and find better. They're located at 6027 East 22nd in Tucson, Arizona.
Ho'oponopono. Love, peace, all gifts from God. Aloha, nui nui, humehana.
This is Michelle with Brightway Wellness, bringing you Ho'oponopono from Hawaii. Love, peace, forgiveness, and thanks.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Aloha.
Ken.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
Ken, what makes your barbecue so delicious?
Well, I don't want to have to kill you, but no. No, well, you know, we keep those secrets pretty close to the vest, but we just put whore love into our barbecue sauce, our brisket, our rubs.
Ken, those green beans that you have are so yummy. Whose recipe is that?
We call them Grandma Wilma's green beans, but really those are my mom's recipe, and she pours mom's love into those green beans. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, to Around the Table, live from the City of Gastronomy, taking you now up to Tohonochil Park, where today my good friend Gloria Badia from the Chiltepica Company is with several other vendors celebrating the arts of chocolate and chilies in one of the most scenic locations in the greater Tucson area. I love Tohonochil, and I love this event. I am broadcasting live today from downtown at Fonda La Hermanita, having breakfast in the barrio, but later on we're going to head up to the northwest side of town, and we're going to go by and see what's going on at Tohonochil Park as well. One of the reasons I adore Gloria is because she has taken the fine art of chiltepín, the beloved micro powerhouse of flavor that is, as Chef Maria Maison said herself, the heart of Mexico. To her, that's what Mexico tastes like. And so what we do is we celebrate the chiltepín with the woman who has created a company celebrating the chiltepín. She has not only cultivated and presented the Rolls Royce of chiltepín, but she has created salsas that are so delicious that they've been successfully sold in the three local Costco stores for the last 5 years. You think your salsa is good? Well, try again. Our friend Gloria's salsa is the best. We celebrate it with her and this five-year anniversary of being in the Costco stores, her Gloria's spices, and I can't wait till her chorizos come back as we get closer to holiday season. She joins us now from the Tohonochil Park Chocolate and Chilies event. Gloria Badia, welcome back. We've missed you.
Hi, everybody. We're here at Tohonochil Park with the Chocolate and Chiles Festival, and we're having a blast here. Thank you for having us.
You know, I love that not only are you a guest today, but you're kind of our roving reporter telling us what's going on at the Chocolate and Chiles event. Describe what's happening today. I've been to the event before, but somebody told me that this year's event is the best they've ever had.
I think we're having a great event here. We have, I want to say, over 100 vendors.
Wow.
We have Alfonso's olive oil. We have Mano y Metate. We have April's spicy granola bars. We have few performance. We have beautiful artwork from all different local vendors. So yesterday was a beautiful day. Today is gorgeous. We're having a great weather here too, and the people are just pouring in. It was amazing. The doors were packed at 9 o'clock when they opened. So it is a great event. If you're not out there, we're here till 4 p.m. The door closes at 4, so come on down.
And now, is there a fee to get in?
Yes, there is a $12 fee for adults and $5 for members, and kids under 12 are free.
Let's talk about Chiltepica and celebrate what you've been achieving over the last 5 years. It is no small feat to be accepted into the product mix at Costco. Not only do you have to represent great value, but you have to be the best in your category. You've been there for coming up on 5 years. Congratulations on that. Talk about the Chiltepica products that are available at the Costco stores, and what was the dream that you had that gave birth to this company?
Actually, it started as a plan B in our lives, and it automatically turned into a very special project close to your heart, close to home. Being a Chiltepin lover, that we use it at all of our families, Chiltepin is always on your table. So it just became part of us. It did not feel like extra work or, oh, I have to work on this project. Chiltepín to us, it's part of us. It's who we are. You grow up in Nana's house having them in the middle of the table. So it's nothing new to our families and friends as we share them, as we grow with them. And like I said, it's never felt like a job that I have to do this. The opportunity that we had 5 years ago to have our Chiltepica salsa being on Costco shelves, actually in January will be our anniversary of 5 years to be with them. It's been an amazing experience. What can I say? And actually, It took us about 2 years. It was not easy, but anybody can do it. It took me 2.5 years of phone calls and emails and repeating my whole story again. And one day I get a phone call. So we presented our salsa, and I had a hot, medium, and mild. And all of a sudden, they said, yes, let's do the medium, and let's shoot for Super Bowl 2015. And it was just like I was looking at my husband, because we both were there. And I said, they told us yes. It was just like we kind of startle ourselves and look at each other, and it's like we were there for that. But I guess we were expecting, oh, we'll let you know what's going to happen from here. And they told us yes right there and then. So it's,
you know, it's funny. I hear you tell this story, and I hear them saying, on your mark, get set, go.
Yes.
It must have felt like that.
Yes, it was just like that. And one of the things is like I said, we probably were expecting to say, we'll get back to you, we'll make a decision or something. And it was not like that. We got a yes right there and then. And one of the things that I can share with you that I really thought we were going to, with you and your audience, is that we really thought we were going to be lost in the shuffle, being such a big corporate and us being a small business here in Tucson, that I was going to be lost in the shuffle. And I can tell you, Costco executives are so wonderful to us as a small business. They go the extra mile. They do. I have questions, I get answers by them. So it's been a great experience, and it's been a great project to work with them. I have nothing but good things to say. So it's been a good ride so far.
I want to talk about your spices that are available in town here. And when I say spices, of course, I mean jars of your chiltepín. Why are your chiltepín so special?
Our chiltepín is, like I said, it's us. It's close to our heart. You grow up with that spice on your table. So it's part of you. And sometimes we don't appreciate it as much as other people do, because you just have it right there and then. Our spices, the spices became a spice line after our salsa. Our first project, our first product was the salsa. And then we started saying, oh, why don't we sell our chiltepines? So we started making, we have right now our 1 ounce of chiltepín peppers. We have a 2 ounce ground chiltepín, and we have a sea salt infused with chiltepín. And those, we have them available in different stores all over town, Rincon Market, Time Market, La Estrella Bakery. I presented those to Costco, but I have not got a answer, and I have gotten a no, so I'll keep trying. And right now, like I said, we are doing the Tejono Chul Chiles and Chocolate Day here, so it's and we have them all spread out. We have our molinitos, which are the typical grinders that we use, made out of ironwood, for our chiltepines. So we have a nice display here at table today.
Fantastic. And where can people get more information about Chiltepica products?
Chiltepica, you can find us online on chiltepica.com. And
what does Chiltepica mean?
Oh, that I can tell you, I made up that name because when we're trying to say we need a name for the salsa, so it's, what do we do? And then my husband, I said, he gave me the look, and I said, no, I don't want to see my name on a salsa
the
jar.
Look.
Not that it's not that it's bad, but he was just like, no, I knew what he meant when he gave me the look.
He gave me the look. That's so cute. You guys are such a great couple too. I love being around you. It makes my heart so happy.
Thank you, Jennifer. And yes, and I said, I have to come up with something. And we used part of the chiltepín word. And tepica in Spanish is like to get hooked on something. And chiltepica, that's how I got chiltepica. And then the double T, it was just for fun. And also another little thing about our logo, I don't know if there's some people that notice this, it's our Mexican flag colors.
Yes.
Verde, blanco, y rojo. So it's one of the little secrets that I just kind of put in there to give me part of who I am.
We are thrilled that you are here in town. I'm so grateful that you've introduced a very broad audience to one of the true flavors of this region. The Sonoran region is a region of remarkable flavors, and there are few that are more truly typical than Chiltepica's Chiltepin. If you want to know who we are and what things taste like here, this is one of the really essential elements. Of course, the Chiltepica salsa is found at the three Costco stores, and the spices are found at Seis. They're found in the Augustin Market, in the Mercado, in Time Market, Rincon Market. You're in some of the best places in town. And I urge people, if you want to make a great gift, is to think about the gift of spices, because it's something that can touch many meals throughout the year. And whereas I want to welcome my friend Gloria back often to the show, and I want to introduce more and more people to the great things that you are creating and empowering us to cook with and share with our own families, I want to congratulate
you, Jennifer. We do online orders, and we do ship all over the U.S. So if you have a family member, some friends that you want to send a little part of Arizona culture, food, and stuff like that, go to our website or give us a phone call. I'm a phone call away, so just give us a call and we'll ship them for you. We'll do little thank you cards or birthday cards on the gift. So I do all that myself. So just give me a call and we'll do it, make it happen for you.
Gloria, thank you so much and congratulations. The event right now is taking place at the Tohono O'Chul Park. It's there until about 4 o'clock today. It is called Chocolate en Chiles. It's a celebration of the flavors of this region, the arts and crafts of this region, and the people who ply their passion and talent, their inspiration and innovation into a series of things that you can taste, make, buy, and use to make the world of Tucson and the spirit of this essential place come to life in your world. You can say hello to my friend Gloria. Tell her you were listening on the show today. And make sure you stop by and have a taste of what I think is the best salsa. The Chiltepica salsa, found at the three Costco stores. My friend Gloria, thank you so much for making time to call in and be with us today.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
And stop Hugs, by I'll and see you soon.
Around.
We're going to take a very quick break. We are broadcasting live from the City of Gastronomy, live from the marvelous piazza that is the courtyard of Fonda La Hermanita, the little sister restaurant to the Coronet, located right here on Cushing Street and downtown Tucson, right across the street from the Convention Center, part of this fantastic campus that is a campus of conviviality right here in the heart of what is becoming the essential part of downtown. We're having breakfast in the Barrio. Come on down and join us. We'll be here for a few more minutes. If you want to call in, 520-790-2040. This is Around the Table. I'm Jennifer English. We'll be right back. Panka Restaurant is very proud to announce the arrival of Executive Chef David Solarzano, whose bright, vibrant cuisine is true to both his roots in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, and his world-class culinary training at Le Cordon Bleu. His exciting new original menus feature succulent Arctic char, grilled octopus, and a beautiful salad verde. Happy hour daily from 3 to 5 p.m. Join us for power lunch at Panka every day. Panka is located at number 50 Broadway in downtown Tucson.
This is Bruce Thurston of FineWoodSpoons.com. Everything you cook with one of my spoons will taste better. Jennifer English is making Tucson taste better. Don't miss Around the Table on KVOI, The Voice.
One of the most irresistible places in town is Gus Ballon's, where you will be delighted and happy to be called a regular. Nothing's better than walking in and having them call your name and say, welcome back. What'll you have? Or better yet, they already know. But their pies and fried chicken are absolutely positively irresistible. And Jane and Michael Stern of the famous Road Food books declare that theirs is one of the best breakfasts in America in their cinnamon bun. Well, try and find better. They're located at 6027 East 22nd in Tucson, Arizona. To discover the fine art of tacos, you have to taste the fine art of tacos. At Boca Tacos and Tequila, Chef Maria Maison paints with a palette of flavors. Every color represents a different flavor, a different heat. This is real Mexican food. This is the food that Chef Maria Maison grew up eating and the food she dreams of sharing with you. Boca Tacos and Tequila serves gourmet Mexican tacos and fresh original salsas located at 533 North 4th Avenue in Tucson's historic shopping district.
Ho'oponopono. Love, peace, all gifts from God. Aloha, nui nui, humehana.
This is Michelle with Brightway Wellness, bringing you Ho'oponopono from Hawaii. Love, peace, forgiveness, and thanks.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Aloha.
A Spanish proverb, con pan y vino, se anda el camino, means with good food and wine, life is never too hard. Discover the world's most delicious and exciting wines for yourself by the glass at Revel, a European-styled bar conveniently located downtown on 9th Street. Cultivate conviviality every Wednesday at our complimentary wine tasting events from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Revel, a space for those who wish to celebrate life and toast with friends, old and new. Cheers. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
Ken, what makes your barbecue so delicious?
Well, I don't want to have to kill you. But no. No, well, you know, we keep those secrets pretty close to the vest. But we just put whore love into our barbecue sauce, our brisket, our rubs.
Ken, those green beans that you have are so yummy. Whose recipe is that?
We call them Grandma Wilma's green beans, but really those are my mom's recipe, and she pours mom's love into those green beans.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Breakfast in the Barrio, broadcasting live from Fonda La Hermanita on the campus in the courtyard of the extraordinary Coronet, the new Coronet, which is the new piazza of downtown Tucson. Please come by and visit us here where Chef Erica at the, we're calling it the Fonda La Hermanita that I keep inadvertently saying is the Fondita, but it's fantastic. She and her team are doing extraordinary things in the morning, welcoming you with breakfasts and coffees. It's sensational coffee. I'm sitting in the booth room, broadcasting live from the City of Gastronomy. This is Around the Table. And, of course, Chef Mudio Barassi, Sally Kane, and the entire team at the Coronet have brought an energy and revitalization to this historic property. You must come and see, experience it for yourself. My good friend, Anne, is one of my most remarkable and gifted, generous friends. She joins us on Halloween Eve. She's my most beloved mystic. She, of course, is the other half of Spirit's Kitchen, and she joins us now from her own home where she is calling in to share this moment before Halloween with us. Anne, I've missed you. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Jen. How are you? And thank you for having me on again.
Beloved friend, I know you've had a loss in your family, so we're so grateful to hear your voice. And I'm going to dedicate this show to Aunt Bev, who died rather unexpectedly recently, and we all mourn with you, and we all love you and support you through this period of transition. But if anything, you have taught us all that she isn't really gone. She's just gone from the other side of the table drinking coffee with us. But every time I sip coffee, and I'm having some right now, I'm toasting to Aunt Bev as well, and to you, and your family.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a great loss. Still
I'm
can't
so,
even
so...
talk about her without crying.
I know. So. I wanted to invite you on today, and you're very good to be with us, to talk about this moment of time when the world of spirit and the world on planet Earth has a veil that is so thin that we celebrate Dia de los Muertos on the 1st, and we have Halloween. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to remind everybody this week of how spiritually special this particular celebration and this moment in time is, and how important it is for us to be mindful as we spend the week.
Well, yeah, Halloween is a special time. It is where the veil is the thinnest and between the worlds, at least in my feeling. And unfortunately for me, even though I lost my aunt, it is a time when the veil is the thinnest, and she has been quite active and communicating. And that's what I encourage for everybody to kind of pay attention to the ones that they've lost, and because this is that special time where they can communicate even a little bit easier with those that they've lost, and also other spirits that that are on the other side of the veil. This is a really good time for spirituality. And I mean, Halloween is known as, you know, the time to trick or treat and for time for candy, and but it's has a much more spiritual meaning than that. But
we should point out to people, Anne, that spiritually speaking, it's not a question of believing or faith. It's a question of acknowledging what is, and it is, believe it or not. And so, the encouragement that you're giving us, how do we manifest an awareness? What's one thing that we can do this week? Is there a way we can tune in? Is there a way we can be mindful? Is there a place we can go? Is there a thing we can do that helps us be in the place where we can hear or feel or receive these connections?
You know, Jen, actually, it's kind of just being quiet and being mindful that and listening to your intuition. Because actually, a lot of the times, intuition is really spirit communicating with you. And sometimes people feel like that's just their imagination, but it's actually spirit communicating with you. It's your spirit guides. It's your, you know, your loved ones that have crossed over. At least this is my belief and my feeling. And if you're just quiet, then this is something that can manifest in your life real strong, especially now at this time. Another idea that comes to mind when to help people kind of communicate and be mindful of this is I have a great paranormal investigator friend who helps me communicate also in another form, and that is, and some people can do this in their own home to communicate with people, spirits that during this time, is you can just take your own an old tape recorder and just kind of sit quietly, ask questions, and record in silence and then play it back, and you'll have some communication that way. But this is a really good time to just be, you know, mindful and thankful to others that have crossed over, and also to your neighbors and friends and family. And you know, trick-or-treating doesn't necessarily have to mean trick-or-treating with candy, but it can also just mean just going next door and treating your neighbor or your friend or your family with some kind of treat made of love.
Well, I'm pouring some delicious hot coffee here at the Fonda La Minita. I wish you were physically here with me, but you are here with me spiritually.
Yes.
You're spiritually always here with me spiritually. This is where I hope Spirit's Kitchen comes more to life in the months ahead of us both, because it's really a remarkable place. The energy here is just fantastically positive. And the spirit of conviviality and connection is here. It's alive and it's well. And I want people to come and experience this, because this is where you can feel everything that we're talking about in a beautiful way coming together.
And I'm sitting here with my coffee, spiritually with you.
Can I ask you, can you do one card for us that's going to be the card for the week of this very special celebration, this what I'll almost call the sacred week, this sacred Halloween week?
Sure. My pleasure.
I also want to say that I've been watching and listening online. Go to Facebook, and there is a marvelous program that is hosted by Greg Bakken, and he hosts Ghost Box Radio, and It has been a remarkable week. He's been doing impromptu ghost box sessions, spirit box sessions, and it's remarkable in this time of year what you can experience. I also want to point out that Ane does regular Facebook Lives, usually on Monday evenings, and I would encourage you to look for her. It's Ane.org, O-N-A-E.org. And in this week, I would encourage you to contact her. Perhaps you could make a private appointment with her and visit, listen to, and experience for your very own self all the messages, all the things you need to hear. Ane joins us now. Have you pulled a card, my friend?
I did, and I got the Fool card. And the Fool doesn't necessarily mean being, you know, foolish or anything. It just does mean to be mindful. And during this time, we are going into Mercury retrograde. And that would be a time where you just kind of need to be a little bit more mindful of things and kind of just meditate on things before you make decisions and signing contracts. Because the Fool card represents beginnings. And so things are going to be changing for you and everybody out there. There's going to be some kind of new things happening in your life. And just kind of take it with kind of just as encouragement that this is a good time to start something new. But first, before you act upon that, definitely think things through, you know, just because of the warning of the Mercury retrograde can kind of, it's more of a time for just contemplation before you take action. But the Fool card represents to me, just take a chance. You know, just have a new, fresh, innocent approach to whatever it is that you're doing and wanting to do and go after that desire because this is the time.
Because if you do it with love, what can happen?
Only positive things can happen.
I love you.
Things out of love.
I love you. Thank you so much. Happy Halloween, my friend.
Thank you. You too, Jen.
We're going to wrap up this hour with my good friend, Pima County Supervisor Ramon Valadez, who joins us now with a message of positivity to not only wrap up this month, but send us into November and the holiday season to kick off season 2019-2020 as we welcome guests and visitors and as we welcome him back to our table where he has been missed. How are you, Ramon?
Good morning, Jennifer. Good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. I've missed you, but I can't say I've missed you so much because I literally follow you every day and your messages of positivity that you share on Facebook Live with all of us are remarkable. And when I consider and tell people that I have a friend and he's a renowned politician who accomplishes much for our community and has for a number of years. Oh, and by the way, he is singularly the most generous, positive person. He's like having our personal Tony Robbins. It's like the Tony Robbins of Tucson. And I don't want to limit you that way because I think you're sort of bigger and more wonderful and generous than even Tony Robbins is. But you do so much to keep us tracking and awakening. Will you talk a little bit about the end of the month and where you're taking us today?
You know, sure. It's the end of the month is really kind of like, if you really need to look at it the end of a night or the end of a day with the anticipation, and maybe that's the word we need to look at, the anticipation of tomorrow. You know, oftentimes one of the teachings, and we've talked about this before, that is so wonderful is the idea of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, a lot of times when we're not feeling up in our lives, a really wonderful practice is to sit down and write down things you have to be grateful for. And the more you do that, oftentimes it said the more gratitude that we have, the more that we actually get out of life. But it's not about being grateful about the big things. Oftentimes it's the little things. You know, oftentimes in the morning when I wake up, I am grateful for the new day because it represents so much opportunity that we have yet to discover. Well, the beginning of a new month is exactly like the beginning of a new day. It's a whole 30 or 31, or if we're talking February 29, 28 or 29 days, of just opportunity. What can we accomplish during that month? So it's really something that we need to get excited about. We need to to figure out what it is we want to accomplish and be grateful for those things that we have. And oftentimes, you know, sometimes it's, I'm grateful because I'm waking up in a warm bed. I'm grateful right. because my wife is in the bed next to me. I'm grateful for the fact that I had a warm breakfast this morning. It doesn't have to be big things. Oftentimes, especially when we're down, when I'm down sometimes, I actually just write it down. And when you start listening, those things, I'm grateful for the clothes that I have to wear, for the fact that I have a car that I can drive and don't have to walk everywhere. All those things start adding up and adding up. And pretty soon, if you start thinking for those things that you're grateful for, your mindset starts to change.
Well, let's talk about the fact that we are grateful. Let's focus on the things we're grateful for, not the things we don't have. And I'm grateful for your friendship and your message of positivity. Broadcasting live and thanking Chef Erica and the team here at Fonda La Hermanita. Come down and have breakfast in the barrio. Come and have breakfast with us here. This is Around the Table live from the City of Gastronomy.